Ron DeSantis, not in best interest to have same federal agencies prosecute Donald Trump and investigate assassination attempts. By Hannah Knudsen on September 17, 2024. Both Governor Ron DeSantis, RFL, and Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody, R, are casting doubt on how smart it is to have the feds, who are trying to prosecute former President Donald Trump, investigate the attempts on his life. DeSantis announced on Tuesday that he is signing an executive order assigning the case involving the attempted assassination of Trump to the Office of Statewide Prosecutor under the supervision of Moody. During his remarks, he expressed the same concerns that many Americans have expressed. Not trusting the feds to investigate properly and provide ample transparency. He said. In my judgment, it's not in the best interest of our state or our nation that the same federal agencies that are seeking to prosecute Donald Trump are leading this investigation, especially when the most serious, straightforward offense constitutes a violation of state law but not federal law. Related, DeSantis steps up, orders Florida AG to investigate attempted Trump shooting. In addition to holding the suspect accountable, the public deserves to know the truth about how this assassination attempt came to be, and I have directed all state agencies to work expeditiously to be able to uncover the truth, the governor continued. Moody repeated that general sentiment, as well, expressing that it is awkward, to say the least, to have a prosecutorial agency and an investigatory agency that is bringing charges and seeking to put the victim away for life being the same agency and prosecutors that are going after the alleged would-be assassin. She continued. And, so, we're happy to make sure that the American people and Floridians feel confident that we're protecting one of our own, that we're investigating this to leave no stone unturned, and that is to protect the life of the once and potentially future President of the United States, Donald Trump. DeSantis noted during the press conference that the federal government does not have jurisdiction to bring an attempted murder charge, which is another major reason for the state's involvement in the case. If you look at the federal statute, it applies to current federal officials. So, they don't have jurisdiction over a case that's not a federal official or is an apparent winner of a presidential election or the formally declared president-elect. So, right then and there, we have the ability to pursue, potentially, life in prison under state law. That's a huge reason why we should move forward at the state level, he added. Watch the entire press conference below. Breitbart News Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle also expressed concern with the way the feds are handling these investigations, namely, the FBI withholding information from the public. Congress should be forcing Director Christopher Wray to testify every single day until he starts providing that information publicly, he said during a Monday appearance on War Room. The sergeant-at-arms should be ordered by the Speaker of the House to arrest the FBI director and detain him in the Capitol chamber until such time he provides that information, Boyle added. This is a matter of life and death. This is a matter of national security, and the drastic times call for drastic measures.